Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On second down, picked off, Lloyd again, Devin Lloyd, what a year, still rolling, down the sideline, one man to beat, Lloyd, pick six. First and goal with 30 seconds left. Now Lawrence goes down, has to get up. Breaks a tackle, touchdown Jacksonville.
If you missed it last night, the Jags in Duval County beat the Chiefs 31-28. The Chiefs are sitting at 2-3. I think that's a bigger story than the Jags at 4-1. But it's weird. Trevor Lawrence statistically hasn't played great football.
No.
And here they are. At 4-1, tied atop the AFC South with the Indianapolis Colts, I'm not going to ask the cliched question, are the Chiefs done? Because they're not done. But are the Chiefs fallible? Well, would they go 15-2 last year and they're 2-3 already this year? They are still going to make the playoffs, I think, and they're going to have something to say about who represents the AFC in the Super Bowl. They seem to flip that switch when the calendar flips to January. Like last year, they were like the least impressive 15-2 team possible, if that's even a thing. And they represented the AFC in the Super Bowl. I'm not writing them off, but they ain't getting the number one seed, I wouldn't think. They're 1-2 on the road. Is this the worst Chiefs team we've seen in a while, Dorn?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I would never kill them off. I mean, they'd have to be killed off like...
Like the Ravens right
like
now.
Like the Ravens right now, exactly, before I start to get a little bit comfortable about the Chiefs not doing anything. I saw something last night, even though they lost the game, I saw something that on a drive, Mahomes just went 99 yards like it was nothing. Like it was nothing. Like that's still there.
I actually thought Mahomes looked as Mahomesian as we've seen. I know he threw the 99-yard pick six, but he had six carries for 60 yards and a touchdown. He threw for 318 yards and threw for a touchdown, and they're starting to get their pieces back. Xavier Worthy is an animal from a speed standpoint. Travis Kelce had seven catches for 61 yards. Hollywood Brown is there, and he's playing well. Xavier Worthy, like I mentioned, the six catches, 42 yards.
They're going to get Rashee Rice back, I think. Right.
And that's a big deal for them. That's a massive deal for them. So I'm not totally writing them off, but I don't think they're quite as good as they've been. And I heard Starkey say this yesterday, and he watches more Bills games than anybody, and I mean, it's not like we don't consume the Bills, and they've been on primetime a bunch. I don't know that their roster's very good, Buffalo's. Not saying it's bad.
It's not great.
But it's not great.
No.
And you've got Josh Allen, and we'll get into this maybe more in depth later on in the show, but we're talking about the Penguins. You either bottom out or you make the playoffs. This right here is why Art Rooney II and this organization, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they never want to tank. Lamar Jackson hurt. All of a sudden, the division's up for grabs. Don't ask Vegas because they still have the Ravens as the favorite, but there's a really good chance the Steelers are sitting there at 5-1 and the Ravens are 1-5, and then the odds will flip.
Mm-hmm.
No Joe Burrow. Cleveland's not very good. Buffalo, not infallible. Kansas City, not infallible. Indianapolis is good, but I don't think they replace Buffalo and Kansas City as like the juggernaut of the AFC, and I don't view Jacksonville that way. Good for them. This is a step in the right direction for a team that needed to figure out even more about Trevor Lawrence, a guy that they paid. But this is why you don't tank if you're the Steelers. That coupled with the fact that the damn draft doesn't look like it's going to bear the fruit you thought it was going to. Yeah. And I can't have any qualms with the fact that the Steelers said we're going to go for it this year. Because can you imagine if they were tanking right now and Baltimore was 1-4 and Cincinnati doesn't have Joe Burrow and the Browns stink and none of these quarterbacks look like a sure thing? Oh, great. The Steelers will have a top 10 pick. Okay, well, what's it going to get them? And now they can't take advantage of an AFC? Let's just call it what it is. I think the AFC is as open as it's been in a while.
Absolutely.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely. Who knows what's going to happen? I mean, maybe, you know, Indianapolis takes the place of what the Texans were last year. Maybe the Jacksonville Jaguars take the place of what the Texans were last year. Are the Texans going to bounce back after their confident win against Baltimore last week? It just tells me that the Steelers felt like they were pretty close last year. Last year's season, they're like, okay, we're pretty close. Let's just go for it. Let's go all in. And they, you know, I will give them credit. They did do as much as possible. They go all in for this year.
Yeah, without mortgaging the future.
Without doing anything that's going to hurt you. Without doing anything that's going to hurt you. You get rid of Minkah Fitzpatrick, you bring in Jalen Ramsey, you bring in Jonnu Smith to try to enhance this team. I mean, you bring in Darius Slay, who was a Super Bowl winning corner. You bring in, obviously, Aaron Rodgers,
DK Metcalf.
Like, you are trying to go for it this year, and I give them credit because they must have felt that they were very, very close last year. And there are a couple missing pieces away. Maybe these are the missing pieces. And you kind of hope for catching a break like we talked about in the beginning of the season.
We talked about it way back when. I think it was Fox Sports that had their power rankings. And they had the Steelers as a Super Bowl contender, .. if they got some breaks. This is what Aaron Rodgers talked about in the offseason. That usually there's like six teams that can win the Super Bowl. Some years there's between 9 and 12. And I don't look at the Steelers and think, oh, in a normal year, they're good enough to hoist a Lombardi trophy. But are they good enough to make noise in what looks like a watered-down AFC? Maybe. Mm-hmm. If you win the North, you're going to get a home playoff game. And if you get a home playoff game, and again, what is a watered-down AFC? Maybe you got a shot. And isn't it worth it to try to take that shot?
Yes.
Especially when you didn't give up draft equity for next year, and if there's a quarterback that you love, you move up and get him. And right now it's looking like you might have a guy fall into your lap. Maybe you don't want that guy. And that's part of the discussion too. If there's nobody worth taking and you tanked this year, then you're winding up wasting two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I think the Steelers are going to win the AFC. I am saying I look around the AFC.
And it's not.
Mm-mm. I think Jacksonville, they give me kind of Steelers vibes. Like, again, Trevor Lawrence hasn't been great. That might be an understatement. Like, up until last night, I don't know if he's been good. And there were moments last night he was. There were moments last night where he wasn't.
He looked awful. There were moments last night.
Yeah. I mean,
there was guys wide open right in front of him. He would just like slip and fall or something.
I would not have paid him. And I understand why they did, because shoot, what else are you going to do? If you think you might have a guy, you got to pay him. I look at San Francisco and Brock Purdy, then Mac Jones walks in and is like, is it that different? No, not really. Jacksonville wins a turnover battle. They outsack the opposition. And it's led them to 4-1. I think the AFC is ripe to be had by a team like that this year. Can you protect the football? Can you take the football away? Do you get after the quarterback? Can you win in a 1990s sort of style? Maybe. Kansas City not lighting the world on fire. They're under 500. They're Baltimore Ravens. They stink. The Buffalo Bills just lost a game to a division rival at home on Sunday Night Football where they were a substantial favorite. Are you starting to look around and go, the AFC is there for the taking?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.